Ella means like this, Elav ki agavno. In such a case that you're allowed to take off trumas and maestras now, Erev Shabbos, on fruits that you first plan to get later on. So the churavat, you see, Oswald's other makdah dover shobaleolam. You can make like a kinya now, truma now, on purpose, you will get first later. Omelet, he said to him, though, I've wakrina in the chalma, they told me in my dream, that they showed him in his dream, konorotzes, like a beaten down reed. So my love didn't the dream mean to say, hochi komali, that hine batach lecho al mashanta sa konorotzes hazeh. But that you have bitachon on a bad stick, in other words, you're paskin wrong. So who the dream was, you made a wrong sock. So where it says, loy, hochi kom lecho, this is what the dream meant to tell you. That corner rotsus la yishmer, faket, or broken reed will not break. Who pishta kaya leich venu, and a bad pishta won't knock it out. In other words, faket, you did something good, that will always stay. Skits, that was Reb Chiya's psak, that you can take off trumas and maestras now, even though you don't have the peiris yet. Rebbe, what's Rebbe's din the time? It looked like this. The pasuk says, "Lo yisaskir eved al adonu." You're not supposed to return an eved to his master. Rebbe says, "What does the pasuk mean?" "Bulakeach eved al manas l'shachrora kosu medaber." Somebody bought an eved and he made it tonight al manas al free him. So, hey chidomi, what's the case? Omer of Nachman Rebbe Yitzchok, the cost of layit wrote to the eved like this. Like a shakhecha, after I'll buy you, you're like freed right now. See, even though at the time when you told the Yevid he's free, you can't be meshacharim then. You don't know him yet. You don't know him yet. You're first buying him later. So you're telling the Yevid, listen, I'm giving you like a shtar shikra now, that should be chal after I buy you. And it's chal. So you see again, even though you do not own the Yevid, but since Lamaisa, you're making a Maisa Kenya now, and you want the Kenya to be Chal for later, when it could be Chal, you can make a Maisa now to be Chal for later. There's no concern. Rabbi Meir, where's Rabbi Meir? Shit, it's now, but not like this. Ha'im Elisha, somebody tells a lady, Harei, you should be married to me, Liachash is Gayer, after I become a Jew, because right now I'm a guy, so right now we can't marry you. Still, you can make a Maisa Kedusha now, to be Chal for later, after he becomes a Gayer. After she becomes a ger, after I become freed, after she becomes freed. There's a tremendous chiddush. And even though right now you're a guy, but since you're making this maisa kedushin for while being a geyer for later, Remeyes Svori, since you're making it for later, it's like you have later's halachas right now. So since you're making it to bichal when you will be a Jew, now get to this mice, you will look as if you're a Jew right now. So even though a guy is making a kedushin on the Bas Yisrael, that it should be chal later when he becomes a Jew, it's taka chal. What about liachas shiyamas palechi? You go over to a lady and say, I'm making kedushin with you now, and it should be chal after your husband dies. Even though right now I can't be mekadeshu, you have a husband, but I first want it to be chal for later. Again, right now, I'm married to your sister, so I can't marry you. But I'm making kedushin with my sister's wife for after when my wife dies. After you receive chalitza from your yivama, is ain't the mekadeshes. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Rabbi Meir goyim mekadeshes. Rabbi Meir says in all these cases, yes, kedushin is chal. Since you're making the maisa now to be chal for later, the kedushin is chal. Because all the makta dover shobel yerlim. We have Elezer ben Yaakov the Tanya. That yes, there are kainom of Elezer ben Yaakov. Even more than this, he says. Afilu amoma, peris arugazu, that the fruits of this row that's growing, telushim, they're still attached to the ground. Yield truma, it should be truma, peris aruga mechuborim. Look here, peris arugazu telushim. If you have peris that were telushim, torn off already. So it's torn off peris, it's mechuiv and truma samaisris. See, you want these peris to be truma, al peris aruga mechuborim. Onto another row of peris that are still attached to the ground. Now the locker is, close the money, it's attached to the ground, you can't take off trumas and maestras. So right now it can't be chal. Still it's chal. Oy peris arugu mechuborim, our peris zutlushim, lika sheyaviyu shlish, viyatolshu, that when it will grow a third, and I'll pick them off, that's when I want the truma to be chal. So I'm taking truma of peris that were picked off now. To be chal on peris that are still growing, and it's not even a third grown yet. So it's two things missing. It's not even that there's a man to take off Trumas and Maisus, and it's still attached. So you're saying that I want it to be Chal later when it will grow a Shlish, and when I will pick it off the ground. And it grew a third, and then you picked it off the ground. The Trum is Chal. So you see, if you make your Maisa Frosha now, that it should be Chal for later, when the Paris will be fit, La Maisa the Trum is Chal. Rabbi Akiva, where's last month? Where's Rabbi Akiva's man of Shad? Rabbi Akiva does not know none of this. Again, a wife makes a neder that whatever I do, my husband should not have enjoyment from it. You don't have to be made for it again because she's meshuba to the Baal. She can't make the neder. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, yes, the husband has to be made for that neder. Maybe she'll make more than she was supposed to. And the more money that she makes, that's not mishuma to the Baal. The husband does not have a right to get it. Therefore, it's her own. She can make a neder. So therefore, the husband has to be made for it. Even though right now that money is not here yet. So you see, a person, she can make a neder for what will be chal first later. So all these mandiyam hold this yisoid, or the mak the dovah shabal yerlo. Alright, we'll stop here. Yehudin daf tzadik gimel omed beis. After the shayla of Dovah Shalom al Yerlum, now we're requesting on 5 lines down from the big lines. Boi minemir Rav Sheshes. They asked a question from Rav Sheshes. Again, boi minemir Rav Sheshes. They asked a question from Rav Sheshes. Eidechud biyavoma mahu. What's going to be if an eidechud comes to Anisha and tells the Yishino trashi meyit shemeiz baylo kadesh tisyabim? The Neidechud comes over to a lady and says, Yishino, I saw the way your husband died, and therefore what? That is a mitzvah yibum. Now it's up until now, the Mishnah is talking about that the Neidechud tells a lady, your husband died, and she gets married to somebody else. What's going to be the question, though, in a case where they don't have any children, and there's a brother alive? So if a Neidechud tells her, Yishino, your husband died, Taloch Rishi Zokuk liyibum. So the question is, could she do mitzvah yibum now? That's the question. Do we believe in Eidechot to let it be miyabim? Let the Yavon be miyabim. So more says like this. Might mal, time of the Eidechot. What's the reason why now first Mishnah says, if an Eidechot tells a lady that her husband died, we believe him, Mishram de Milsa de Avida Legluyay. It's something that everybody will find out about it. Everybody's going to know if he died or not. So therefore, Loi Meshaker, we're not afraid the Eid would lie. That's why we believe in Eidechot. See, if that's the svar of Ochinam here also, loy mishaker, the Eidechot would not lie. If the Eidechot tells the lady that her husband died, and now there's a mitzvah yibum, we're not afraid he's going to lie, because everybody's going to find out about it if he really died or not. Like on the tzad, he's not dead, people find out about it. So the Eidechot's afraid to lie, that's the reason why we should believe him. Oidilma, maybe not. Time of the Eidechot, you know why we believe in Eidechot? When he tells a lady that her husband died, and we let her get married to somebody else, is Mishum the Ihi Daiko Mitzvah. There's a svara, the Isha herself checks it out very carefully. Before she gets married, she makes sure that her husband died, because she likes her husband. So she doesn't want to get married to somebody else, unless she checks it out 100% that the husband Taka died. But over here, for Hochom, Kivon de Zimnin, the Rachmalei, Leidaika Mintzava. Here we're talking about in a case that the husband died, and there's a brother alive, and there's no children. So there's a mitzvah yibum. So we have to be afraid, maybe she likes her brother-in-law. Maybe she likes her husband's brother. So therefore, as soon as she hears that her husband died, she's not going to go and check it out carefully if he really died or not. She'll be happy. What am I supposed to do now? There's a mitzvah yibum. I'm supposed to get married to my brother-in-law. We have to be afraid. Maybe she likes her brother-in-law and she'll get married to him without checking it out. So that's the reason why we should not leave the Eid Echad. That's the Shaila. So Gemara says, O'omalu Rav Sheshis, Rav Sheshis answered back, Tinisu, we learned like this. It says now, Mishnah, Omru lo, they told the lady, that Neis Bincha, first your son, your child died. V'yachakech Neis Balcha, and then your husband died. So comes out what? That is the mitzvah yibum. That when the husband died, they had no children. V'nis Yavmo, and she got had yibum, she got married to the brother. And later two Edim came and said just the opposite, that first your husband died, and at that time the child was alive. So there was no mitzvah yibum, like you're not allowed to live with your brother-in-law. So the din is teitze, she has to go out now from the brother-in-law. For Vlad, Rishon V'Achrin Mamzer, the Maisa, if she got pregnant from a brother-in-law, the kids are Mamzer. Because it comes out that what? That really her husband died first. So there's no mitzvah yibum, because at that time they had a child. So now she's not allowed to marry a brother-in-law. So if she goes and marries a brother-in-law, it's a chayvi krisis, that the kid is a mamzer. That's what our Mishnah says. So Gemara says, no, hechidomi, how are we talking about? Ilei matrei utrei, if you want to say first to Edim told her that first the son died, and then the husband. So there was a mitzvah yibum, and then another two Edim come and say the opposite. My chos is the samcha sahani, smaycha hani. Who tells you to listen to the second pair of Edim that says that the husband died first? And therefore, that said the son died first. And therefore, the sefer, the husband died first. That there's no mitzvah yibum. You're doing an avera now. Smaycha hani. Trust maybe the first two Edim. It's trey and trey. It's two against two. When you have two against two, the chur remains a suffix. We don't know what to do. That is the Mishnah say so for sure. That the kids are mamzer. Who said so? Why do we believe the second one more than the first one? V'yoid mamzer. Is the kid a mamzer? Suffolk mamzeru. It's not a vade mamzer. It's only a Suffolk. We don't know which pair of Edom to believe. So it's only a Suffolk. It's only a Suffolk mamzer. V'chitayman, maybe you'll tell me loidok. The Mishnah was a Madaik. When it said the kids are mamzer enechnami, it doesn't mean the kids are vadai mamzer for sure. It means it's only a doubtful mamzer. So more no. For a midik tani sefer, since the end of the Mishnah says, harishain mamzer, v'yachron ain a mamzer, the kids only a mamzer before the husband really died. But once the husband died, if she has a kid then from the second husband, the kid is not a mamzer. So shema mina davcha ketani, we see our Mishnah says exactly clearly what it means. That what's here a mamzer, what's not a mamzer. So if the Mishnah says in our case the kid's a mamzer, it means he's a vade mamzer. So that's the question why. El olav is, so this should be a proof that the Mishnah is talking about like this. El olav shemamina chad. That first was only one eidechud. One eidechud told her that Yishnah, we saw the way first your son died, and then your husband died. So now the Eid Echad said the husband died second. It comes out when the husband died, there was no children. So there's the mitzvah yibum. So you see, an Eid Echad is believed to let it be miyabim the yavam. V'taymo diyosu beitrei achshua. Why do we say now the kids are mamzer? Because later two Eidim came and said the opposite of the Eid Echad. Two Eidim now said no. The case was that first your husband died. And at that time you had a child. So there's no mitzvah yibum. So that's why we don't leave the first aid. That's why we say the kids are mamzer. Because there are two aidim now saying against the one aid. But halav hochi, if it wouldn't be for later the two aidim came, if we would just have the first part of the story, that one aid echad came and told the lady, your husband died and there's a mitzvah yibum, mehemon, mashma, we would believe an aid echad. That's how Rosh Hashanah answered back the question. You asked me a Shailas and Eidecho Neman to be Matara Yavama to the Yavam. The Torah says yes. Our Mishnah says clearly that an Eidechot is Neman to tell the lady that her husband died and is a Mitzvah Yibum, and she's allowed to be Miyabim. So that's the Raya from our Mishnah. And the Gemara says, Vika Diyama, something like this. Ho Loiti Boilucho. This I don't have any question. The Afilo Iyo Nami Mehemna. Even she herself is also believed. The Isha herself. That's now we learned like this. For Isha Shamra. Meis Bailey. If a lady comes and says, I know my husband died. Is Tinosei. She's allowed to get married to somebody else in a case where she has children. What about Meis Bailey? Let's say she says, my husband died without children. Is Tisiabim. So that says clearly that an Isha herself is Neman to say that her husband died. So Pshitu Adin and Eidechon is also Neman. Kiti Bolucho, where do I have my question? Lemishre Yavama Lialma. To be Mata the Yavama to get married to somebody else. That's the question. Like Rashi says, Eidechot Matiru Lashuk. If an Eidechot comes and tells her she's allowed to get married to somebody else. Shoimulo, they say like this. Mesh Yavimcho. Oy Mes Balcho. V'yachakach Mes Bincho. Where an Eidechot tells her that the story was either your brother died, your brother-in-law died, so there's no more mitzvah yibum. You can get married to somebody else. Or else the Eidecha tells you, you should know, first your husband died, and your son died later. So it comes out at the time the husband died, there was a child, there's no mitzvah yibum. So the Eidecha now is being matara to get married to somebody else. So this is the question, is the Eidecha neman or not? What's the chilek? Verse says, my time with the Eidechot, what's the reason why in our first Mishnah we say, if an Eidechot tells an Isha husband died without a mitzvah yibum, she's allowed to get married when she has children. The Eidechot mishum de milsa, that would be the legluyei, le mishaker, it's a svarf, and Eidechot says the husband died, eventually everybody's going to find out about it. So something that's avida legluyei, everybody will find out about it, that's a svarf, and Eidechot does not lie. Is Hokin Amilei Meshaker? The same Svarah should apply over here also. The Svarah to believe this Eidechot. He says that the husband died first and then the kid, so there's no mitzvah yibum. She can get married to somebody else. There's a Svarah to believe the Eidechot. He won't lie, because eventually we're going to find out the truth. Oy Dilma, maybe no. Time of the Eidechot. Why do we believe in Eidechot in the first Mishnah Mishum Diihi Daiko Mitzvah? Because the lady, like, loved the husband. And now that they said the husband died, before she gets married to somebody else, she checks it out very carefully. She, like, she doesn't want to ruin it for her first husband. So she makes sure that it's really dead. V'yho Mashenkin over here, Loi Daika Mintzvah. Here she's not going to check it out so well. Why? The misnu.